The first part of the summer was dry in central Virginia. Then a tropical storm brought heavy rains in early August, but it was too late for many corn farmers. 38% say their crop was poor or very poor. At Virginia's Department of Agriculture, spokesman Mike Wallace says the eastern part of the state saw steady rain through the growing season, too much of a good thing.
Well, if you were to ask a farmer if they prefer to have a wet year compared to a dry year or a drought, they'd always pick the dry year. And that's because too much water can really cause a problem for crops. It can cause fungus, washes pesticides off.
Wet weather may also detract from the quality of fruit grown in Virginia.
The problem is that the rain reduces the amount of sweetness in the fruit.
Vegetables, hay, and pumpkins, on the other hand, fared well. But during the pandemic, farmers struggled to find new markets for their crops.
A lot of farmers that had agreements for restaurants as well as schools, they were not able to move those food items because businesses have been closed due to the pandemic.
One novel approach to marketing for makers of whiskey, virtual tastings in which bottles are shipped to prospective buyers and the producers make their pitch on Zoom. I'm Sandy Houseman.